Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
And about 2 weeks ago, we started seeing these stories about a China virus. I mean, that's how Donald Trump used to say it, right? China. Funny. So it's called the HMPV virus, the human metapneumovirus. And I'm probably butchering it. But we thought, we haven't spoken to Professor Adrian Puren for a while. He's the executive director of the National Institute for Communicable Diseases, from every day to not even in the last year. How are you, Professor Puren?
I'm fine, thank you very much. And I wish you well for the year and your listeners as well.
Thank you so much. Okay, should we be panicking or should we say, well, you know what, meh, we've been there, done that. We're just going to wing it.
No, I think we should not panic at all. And in fact, what we should be saying is that this is a good sign that we have information coming out from China around their respiratory virus surveillance. Because as you know, 5 years ago, almost exactly 5 years ago, when SARS-CoV-2 arose, there was lots of concern, confusion, and panic, I suppose, because we didn't really have much information. So I think what China has done is try to be more transparent, expand its surveillance, and provide information. So you'll also note that the World Health Organization has responded to this information as well. And in SE, this is a virus that has been in circulation for a long time. It was recognized in about 2000-2001 as a causative agent for respiratory disease, similar to other viruses that cause respiratory diseases such as influenza or respiratory syncytial virus and a whole range of other viruses. So it is in circulation worldwide. It's not unusual for countries now in the Northern Hemisphere to be detecting this particular virus. So I think there's some good things and no need to panic at all.
Okay, what are the symptoms?
So the symptoms can vary, but they're mainly milder respiratory symptoms similar to a cold. In other words, you know, runny nose, runny eyes, maybe sore throat, slightly elevated temperature. Those are the sorts of milder symptoms that you can have. Mainly affects children as well. It can cause severe disease, but again, it's not as common. In other words, it will affect primarily infants, if it's a severe disease, infants less than 6 months of age, and in the elderly. So you can have a bronchiolitis and pneumonia as a result, but this is not common in terms of this particular virus. So you do have immune responses, and so it's thought that there is some level of protection as you go through the season.
And how
there's no vaccine for this particular virus. However, so in terms of symptoms, I think it's just symptomatic treatment of the particular symptoms. It does belong to a family of viruses, the respiratory syncytial virus, which causes more severe disease, and in particular in young children and infants. So, but at least in that particular case, there is now a vaccine available. And similarly to flu as well, there is a vaccine available. But these are viruses, influenza, SARS-CoV-2, respiratory syncytial virus, can cause severe major disease and poor outcomes, especially for children. So I think that's where the focus is in terms of surveillance. Yes.
Crazy. And that is where we leave it. Well, thank you very, very much for your time. It's lovely speaking to you today, but maybe we can speak at some point in the future and not about viruses. Just say hello, how are you? Thank you so much. I wish you a wonderful weekend. That's Professor Adrian Puren, Executive Director of the National Institute for Communicable Diseases, talking about this new HMPV virus.